Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Lee, you can hear the shock in CNN host, the disbelief as I'm playing this. Erin Burnett's voice as she's, and I can't believe they're reporting this because it's real news, as she's reporting what is in this ACLU questionnaire that Kamala Harris's campaign filled out in detail back in 2020, which is less than 5 years ago, okay? Take a listen to this. I want you to hear it. I've been talking about this shocking CNN article all morning. I want you to hear them report it, and then I'm going to expand on some of the terms, what she's talking about here. But Erin Burnett even says, quote, "You would be hard to think that you would come up with taxpayer funding gender transitions for detained migrants." But she does. I'm actually kind of shocked that she thinks that's the most shocking thing in here. But anyway, here's CNN.
Tonight, Kamala Harris releasing details of her policy positions for the first time on her campaign website. A K-File investigation has uncovered, meantime, a 2019 questionnaire. And in this questionnaire, Harris laid out some much more liberal stances, among them on immigration. So in 2019, in what K-File found, she said she would cut funding to ICE, writing, quote, "Our immigrant detention system is out of control, and I believe we must end the unfair incarceration of thousands of individuals, families, and children. I was one of the first senators after President Trump was elected to advocate for a decrease in funding to ICE." Well, now, of course, she's touting the Biden administration's executive order to crack down on the border. K-File's Andrew Kaczynski joins me now. Andrew, that's pretty incredible on its own when you're talking about what you found here on ICE. What else did you find?
Yeah, and this was a questionnaire that she filled out for the ACLU, and this questionnaire is really an interesting snapshot in time of that 2019 Democratic primary. Kamala Harris was trying to get to the left of Bernie Sanders. She was trying to get to the left of Elizabeth Warren, and you really see that in a lot of these answers, and I want to walk our viewers through a little bit of what she said. Let's just take immigration and look at what she said here. She said on immigration, she made this open-ended pledge to end immigrant detention. She said she supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She also said she
taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She actually said she supported that.
She wrote and answered in the affirmative when she was asked this. Oh. And she said she also supported it for federal prisoners. Now, she also pledged to slash immigration detention by 50%, close all family and private facilities, and decrease funding for ICE, and then the end ICE detainers with local law enforcement.
I mean, these are things that, you know, it would be hard to think that you would come up with taxpayer funding gender transitions for detained migrants. And yet this, as you say, written and and verbally. Mm-hmm. You know, what else, you know, did you find?
Well, let's take a look at her answer here on drugs. She got asked about, you know, this, the question from the ACLU was, since drug use is better addressed as a public health issue through treatment and other programming, will you support the decriminalization at the federal level of all drug possession for personal use? And Harris answers yes. Now, what would that mean? Well, I mean, the federal all drug possession, that's not just marijuana, which she alluded to in her answer to this question, but it also would mean,
yes, you know, federal level of all drug possession,
fentanyl, crack, you know, yes, cocaine, things like that. Yeah.
Have they responded to you on her changes on these issues?
So we did put this question to the Harris campaign about the entire ACLU questionnaire, and the Harris campaign didn't answer any questions from CNN. Instead, they just provided a statement from an unnamed Harris campaign advisor that just said, the vice president's positions have been shaped by 3 years of effective governance as part of the Biden-Harris administration. Now, they declined to CNN to elaborate on what those positions were. And then they also provided this statement, which they attributed to a spokesperson saying, as president, she will take that same pragmatic approach, focusing on common sense solutions for the sake of progress. So where does she stand on this all this questionnaire today? We don't know, and they won't say.
It's pretty incredible stuff. And thank you very much, Andrew. Okay.
So there you have it. I wanted you to hear that whole thing. Normally, I'll cut a thing like this, Lee. But that is shocking.
Yeah, random act of journalism by CNN. It's like, where have you guys been, though? I mean, this is the kind of stuff that should have been out a long time ago. Long time ago.
And good for them for doing
absolutely.
It. They got it ahead of Fox. So
yeah.
Good for them.
And they did a good job with this.
Yeah.
That's good. That's how objective journalism should be done.
Now, let's talk about some of the terms here. Because when she's talking about ending detainers for illegal immigrants, ending that, what does that mean? All of America would be a sanctuary city.
Mm-hmm, right.
There would be no difference between illegal immigrants and Americans. If we catch a guy who, you know, is wanted for, you know, is commits a crime, say child sex offense or something, when he's done with his sentence or he bonds out, got to let him go. ICE isn't going to pick him up. They're not going to detain anybody. When she talks about in the CNN article, Kamala Harris, and they're just talking about, you know, her positions, when she says they're going to end detention, nope, that means you come over the border, no one stops you.
No.
Just the whole world can walk in here. Think about how unsafe you would feel. You would never sleep at night if your front door was open and had to be open all the time. She talks about ending and getting rid of detention facilities. She starts off by not funding anymore and then commits over time she will end them. Well, if you have no detention facilities, you can't detain anyone. Not that she's planning on doing it anyway. I mean, what she's talking about is absolute true open borders, where anybody who just showed up is equal to an American citizen.
Well, there's no citizens anymore, Tara.
No.
We're simply residents.
They're residents. You're not stopped. You're not detained. You're not trifled with in any way. You can just walk right in. But, you know, she's told us this before. Take a listen. This is her explaining being a legal alien is not a crime. And if it wasn't a crime, you wouldn't detain someone. Now, would you?
Being an undocumented immigrant is not a crime.
I know what a crime looks like.
An undocumented immigrant is not a criminal.
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 An undocumented immigrant is not a criminal, and we have to correct course in this conversation.
We're not going to treat people who are undocumented across the border as criminals. That's correct.
So every one of those is a separate instance, Lee, of her saying on that, yeah, on the campaign trail in 2020. It's not one thing. It's not something she said one time. I mean, CNN said, oh, she's trying to get to the right of left of the Bernie Sanders. No, that's who she is.
Well, if you repeat a lie often enough, it becomes the truth to some people.
So over at Associated Press, your favorite media outlet.
Oh, yeah, please.
I know. I'm so sorry that you have to read that.
Yes.
It's got to hurt your head.
Yeah.
What is the headline this morning? Harris turns to her favorite foods in efforts to show a more private side and connect with voters. And it's all about her recipes, the kind of Doritos she prefers. Don't ask her what you get to cook these recipes on, though, because it ain't going to be your gas stove. That's going to be outlawed. As Chef Andrew Gruhl explained this morning on Laura Ingraham.
This is what we're talking about when it comes to food, and the media is not even asking any serious questions about perhaps her thoughts on banning gas stoves, which just recently the Harris-Biden administration actually filed an amicus brief in order to overturn the Berkeley ban that was overturned. So they have to go out of their way now to try and ban gas stoves when we were told for months they're not trying to do that. That's just a myth. And that's just one issue. And here we are talking about her favorite Doritos or washing greens in a bathtub. That's absolutely disgusting.
Well, I mean, what are you going to talk about?
Washing greens in a bathtub.
Did you hear that?
No, I
She's trying to pretend that she grew up as a black woman in the South, which she did not do. I cannot. Here's the thing. Nobody else would get away with this. You change your accent depending on the race.
Oh, yeah.
And the perceived social class of the people you're talking to. She talks to upper class white people differently than working class white people. And she talks to black people with a different accent. She's got three accents. Anyway, this is Black Kamala, who grew up in the South, talking about cooking collard greens.
I would make so many greens that I'd need to wash them in the bathtub.
Maybe a little slice of a little lime, that's it.
Do you really think she washed collard greens in a bathtub?
No, I don't.
No, I don't think she did either. Well, not in Canada, where she actually grew up, and they don't talk like that. And definitely not in California, the other place she grew up, where they definitely don't talk like that. Well, this woman is fake, fake, fake.
Obama and Clinton both had this, you know, affected way of speaking in different crowds, too. They both did it. I don't think they had as many variations as apparently the vice president has. But I noted that both with Obama and also with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Bringing up some names from the past. I'm sorry. I'm an old guy. So that's what I have to do.
Yeah. And you know, Republicans don't do this. You know why? They wouldn't get away with it.
No, they would not get away with it. They wouldn't get away with it from their own party, from the right-leaning media, and they wouldn't get away with it with the voters. You know, don't be patronizing, because that's what that is.
I looked that up. That is crazy, by the way, what you told me earlier. I didn't know that about Springfield, Ohio. You know, they've had a deluge of 20,000 illegal immigrants dumped on them, and they're going nuts.
I was listening to a podcast from another outlet this morning, and it is heartbreaking listening to these people talk about what's going on in their city. And they're sitting there, why are we paying taxes? Why do we elect you people? Why are you doing nothing to defend our property, our rights, and our health and safety?
I don't know, but I'm still not over that.
It's insane.
Well, illegal immigrant hits a bus head on.
Yeah.
Driving, kills an 11-year-old. And just shrug his shoulders from the Democrats. They want more.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You see this, folks? Gosh, the world we live in today. Headline from the Financial Times of London. Elon Musk faces possible summons before the UK Parliament over the role of X. Don't go, Elon. It's a trap. Do you realize we live in a time? He can't read. They know this, by the way. He can't respond to the summons. He's going to have to gaff them off because he can't fly into Europe. It's too dangerous. He may never leave again. He may end up in prison. Do you realize the precipice that we are on, folks, if we do not elect Donald Trump? I mean, it used to be like, well, I can't fly into North Korea. I might be detained, right? Radical communist country. Can't fly into Russia. I might be detained. They might say I'm a spy or something and put me in prison. Okay, we all get that. You expect it, maybe even. Can't fly into China. Well, I mean, there is some tourism there. I don't know. Ask Tim Walz. He seems to be pretty tight with the Chinese, like every Democrat that makes it into the high levels of politics. Never mind that one. Okay, so that's 2 weeks. Could this believe it? Can't fly into Cuba, might be arrested. Can't fly into North Korea, you'd fear arrest. Can't fly into Russia, maybe? As an American citizen, they might arrest you. We've seen some of that. But can't fly into France? Can't fly into the UK? This is a trap. They say they want to quiz him about how their algorithms don't censor conservatives. Quote, it is vital for the committee, this is a parliamentary committee, to examine the use of algorithms in pushing hateful material and the moderation of such content on X and other social media platforms. This is a member of parliament. She's a communist whack job labor member. Her rival for the position chair, fellow labor whack job, Chi Aurora, or something, also supports an inquiry into the use of algorithms by social media companies, including how they drive misinformation. So misinformation is anything true you say about the left. So we all understand what we're talking about. This is a trap. They're saying in here they will hold him in contempt of parliament if he doesn't comply. Right? Well, he can't comply. He can't fly into Europe. It's now no different than flying into North Korea or Russia because of the speech rules they have there. They know this. They know he can't fly in. They know he can't take the risk. So they'll find him in contempt and use that as an excuse to get our Justice Department to extradite him. Well, who in our Justice Department will extradite him? Glad you asked. That would be Keith Ellison if she wins. Remember that guy? Likes to beat women, which is okay if you're a Democrat, a liberal Democrat. They let the transgender men do it to Riley Gaines. Actually beat her. If you're wearing a skirt, it's okay. And Keith Ellison gets to beat his girlfriend too. More than one, actually. With no charges. But don't you, I mean, if you're a Republican or like just a regular dude, don't try beating a woman. It's just for Democrats to do. Anyway, yeah, Keith Ellison, great guy. So he would be our attorney general under Kamala Harris. Her campaign leaked to Arab Americans over the weekend. Why is that of concern here? Well, last week, he tweeted, thank you, Brazil, for censoring and blocking X. What does that mean? He is going to extradite Elon Musk. That's what that means. Now, those of you who have listened to me for a long time, you remember How long have I been saying on the Battleground America podcast, which is really better than the California Psychic Hotline at this point, and on this show, that they will arrest him? How long have I been telling you? More than a year. Told you almost from the beginning when he bought Twitter. They're going to have to arrest him. They have to find a solution for speech. They cannot allow speech. So it was extremely important this weekend that this pick of hers for attorney general came out, because it is literally in the same week that Keith Ellison has tweeted, "Thank you, Brazil, for censoring X." That's not an accident, by the way. That's why he tweeted. He knows he's up for that position for attorney general. If he wins, he's letting them know, "I'm on the side of totalitarianism." But there's something bigger going on here that you need to understand. You need to really watch. What you're watching is the backbone of a world government. You're watching world government form a world system of rules and of laws that apply equally across borders that Kamala Harris and obviously Keith Ellison and Democrats like Robert Reich III would like to see. And now, because this has been egged on by our State Department saying nothing, by Keith Ellison saying, "Oh, heck yeah, ban X," which is wink, wink, nod, nod, "We'll extradite him." And along with the whole conservative pundit class, too, we'll extradite them for trial, too. Will you just please take him off our hands? You have Tony Blair out there. What he is describing here, folks, this is not just censorship, okay? He is describing a world government system built on the suppression of speech, a totalitarian system. He's the former prime minister, by the way, of the UK.
But do you foresee a point in the not too distant future where other countries are going to have to follow Brazil's lead and take actual action against platform owners for the dissemination of disinformation?
The world's going to have to come together and agree some rules around social media platforms.
That's world government. That's world government right there. And they are emboldened. They were not talking like this before, but now that they've seen not only no reaction from the Democrats, but attaboy from Keith Ellison, that comes from Obama. He got Obama's position. Attaboy from Robert Reich III, writing that he's the former labor secretary and Obama advisor during his presidency. When you see that, they know that's Obama giving them permission. Go ahead and arrest Americans for free speech. Get them off our hands. Here's some more from Tony Blair.
It's not just, you know, how people can provoke, you know, hostility and hatred. But I think, and I don't know what the answer to this is, you know, and it's, I'm just saying that.
But we can't carry on as we are.
Oh,
and
yes,
I think
we can.
The impact on young people, particularly when they got access to mobile phones very young and they're reading a whole lot of stuff. And,
the truth.
And receiving a whole lot of stuff.
Real information.
That I think is really messing with their minds in a big way. And as I say, I'm not sure what the answer to it is, but I'm sure we need to find one.
One world government right there. Texter writes, simply advice for Elon Musk, Zoom meeting, exclamation point. On the text line, 71307. Even Aaron Burnett of CNN reacting in shock to how radical an open borders candidate Kamala Harris actually was in 2020 when she truthfully answered this ACLU questionnaire. Run down it again very quickly. Taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for illegal immigrants, whoever shows up. Drastic cuts in ICE funding. That's how CNN describes it. Drastic cuts in ICE funding. And an open-ended pledge to end immigration detention. Entirely? Entirely. Nobody's stopped. You are treated as a citizen, allowed to walk freely through the country as wherever you go, wherever you want to go. I played the clip earlier from CNN's Aaron Burnett sounding shocked reading some of this stuff. "My values have not changed," she said in an interview with CNN last month. "My values have not changed." Among other radical things that she wants to do in this article, by the way, if you want to share this with friends and family, it's called K-File. Harris pledged support in 2019 to cut ICE funding and provide transgender surgery to detain migrants. It is on the CNN site. And it's shocking. It is shocking. When asked about criminal justice reform on the questionnaire, she wrote she would end immigration detention facilities entirely. Well, you won't need them if you're not going to detain anyone. What about the terrorist? I don't know. She let 99 of them go after catching them in 2023. So I suppose they just go into the country too, just like those terrorists. God knows what she's done in 2024, her and Joe. Harris wrote in 2018, CNN writes, that she had introduced the Detention Oversight, Not Expansion, or DUNE Act, to increase oversight, not over the border or over the illegals, but of immigration and custom enforcement. Pledged to slash detention by at least 50% and halt funding for the construction or expansion of new facilities. She pledged to end the use of ICE detainees. This is the most shocking one. That would make the country, the entire country, a sanctuary city. So the chaos you're seeing with illegal immigrants, downtown Manhattan, where 3 out of 4 arrested people arrested now are illegals, that comes here. No escape. No way. If you end this, there's no way to pick up illegal immigrants. There's no way to get them, scoop them up, and send back them. As Obrador once said. And you're going to get a lot more of this. Folks, we are in a lot of trouble in this state. I'm sorry, in this country. It'd be in this state too. So last week we learned that the FBI actually sat down with Aurora officials and told them, no, it's not just local apartment complexes that Tren de Aragua is capturing, taking, you know, warning the landlords, the owners, don't come on to property, we will kill you, and then collecting rents themselves. No, no. This is going on all over Colorado, other cities. And then we found out they have been terrorizing the oil fields. They steal equipment. They steal copper wire. They steal oil. So you're going to begin to see increasingly armed clashes there. I mean, oil is valuable. They will go and take that territory. This is the conquering of territory that I warned you would come 2 years ago in a Battleground America podcast. And now this, leaked U.S. Army documents. Thousands of violent Venezuelan prison gang members run amok across America. It's from Zero Hedge, but they link to James O'Keefe, and he has gotten these. They're not classified, but they're secret documents. So you don't need a classified clearance to see them, but you're not supposed to be reading them. And you can see why they don't want you reading them. This is really scary. From the Department of Defense to DOD, Department of Defense facilities, personnel warning about the Tren de Aragua gang, that law enforcement officers, which they warned it could include uniformed members of our military who, you know, live and work on bases in this country, are now greenlit for attacks by members of Tren de Aragua, which we know about 6 weeks ago, the Tren de Aragua got the green light from their leaders in Venezuela to begin killing U.S. police officers because they see how Democrats treat them and they don't care about them. They think they can get away with it. They're probably not wrong, at least not in some, you know, in some parts of the country they can. Here's what the military thinks. Tren de Aragua is the largest criminal organization in Venezuela with an estimated 5,000 members. The gang has expanded throughout Latin America and in the U.S., amidst the Venezuelan refugee crisis. Yes, because Kamala and Joe are flying them in here. That is why. Current global events, monetary gains, criminal interest may drive the gang, listen to this, to target Department of Defense facilities and personnel with targeted attack. This is serious. And vandalism with intent to cause harm and fear. Tren de Aragua consistently exhibits violent behavior, thus an increase in concern grows as law enforcement and the Department of Defense will be challenged to detect and deter. It lists tattoos they commonly have so you can identify them. Homeland Security is aware of this. Wow, this is serious. Homeland Security investigations recognize that Tren de Aragua criminal organization members in Denver have been given a green light to fire on or attack law enforcement in Denver, Colorado. Homeland Security investigators in New York reportedly received a similar report. While the U.S. military operates globally in a high-threat environment, the increased targeting of military installation and personnel in the homeland represents a unique challenge, the military writes. Again, you were never supposed to see this. Coordinated efforts between local, state, and federal law enforcement and the military are crucial. Dear God! We need coordinated efforts between the military, Homeland Security to deal with Tren de Aragua. This is an invasion, a true military invasion. They're saying it. They're saying it. What does Kamala say? Let's remember.
It is our undocumented immigrants that are the least likely to commit a crime.
Police report as many as 75% of the people they've arrested in Midtown Manhattan for assault, robbery, and domestic violence are illegal migrants.
Police have...
Okay. Homeland Security in these documents, these leaked documents from the DOD, warning the Department of Defense, warning about Trend Aragua. Listen to this. Coordinated efforts between local, state, federal law enforcement and the military are crucial to deal with this gang. Well, if they're trying to take oil fields, I guess. As inspired or directed, terrorist threat actors and domestic violence extremists adopt blended ideologies, the tactics, techniques, and procedures will be utilized across the threat domain to target the military. They think that Kamala and Joe's voters are going to target the military? My mouth is hanging open. And I'm looking at the documents. You weren't supposed to read this before the election. And they talk about the nexus between Iran, Venezuela's dictatorship, and Russia, and that they think some of these gangs may actually be used in concert with the terror orgs. Folks, we got to defeat this woman. Let me tell you, this audience can save this country. If you live in North Carolina or Georgia, I got a simple assignment for you. Please, 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 please check to make sure you are registered to vote. Make sure you're registered to vote. Do that for me, okay? Then text, call, email, whatever, your family and friends and anyone you can think of. If you're in South Carolina, if they're in North Carolina and Georgia, because both these states are going to be on the line, ask them if they're registered. It's very easy. All you got to do is go online, check your county board of elections. Almost all the time, you'll be able to see if you're registered there. If not, check your state board. You could do it online. There is online voter registration in both Georgia and North Carolina, okay? In Georgia, you register, you have up to the 7th of October. In North Carolina, you have the 11th. But you're not done yet, okay? You're going to check if you're registered, and you're going to ask all your friends and family and everyone you know who is like-minded in North Carolina and Georgia to check if they are registered to get them registered. Folks, we're not going to have a country. We're going to live in fear. You cannot set this one out, and you cannot let your friends and family do it either. Folks, allegedly, Kamala Harris is up by 3 in Georgia and Trump's up by 3 in North Carolina. I don't know. But let me tell you what. I do know this. Because both campaigns have actually agreed on this. I think it's the only thing they agree on. If Trump wins Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia, he is the next president. That is doable. We need, this audience spans a lot of North Carolina and the top roughly third of Georgia, okay? We need every single vote. Or let me put it another way. As North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said a couple days ago, Associated Press picked it up. He's a Democrat. If Kamala Harris wins North Carolina, she is the president. Okay. You must stop her. So if you live in North Carolina, if you live in Georgia, or if you live in South Carolina, think of, and you know, I know people in North Carolina, I know people in Georgia who are like-minded. You don't want to send your liberal family out to vote. Don't do that. Number one, right now, we're going to take this in steps, okay? They need to make sure they are registered, especially if you haven't voted in a while. You need to tell them what is going on here. You can share a link of my Rumblecast. Heck, today's a work. It'll scare the heck out of them. They won't sleep tonight. That'll motivate them. You want to live in America where you feel safe, where you can prosper, where you can afford food. You need to vote. We must stop this woman. We have got to check this agenda. We've got to just, bam, check it. Can you imagine what they will do to us if they win? If they get the idea that we can't win the presidency anymore? You think it's bad now? You haven't seen anything. They're getting ready to silence us. That's what's coming next, so they can go forward with these incredibly damaging things, and you cannot speak of them. That's what's next. You want to see your future? Look at the UK. Elon Musk can't even fly into the UK anymore because he might not come back. He might spend the rest of his life in prison. I mean, look what happened to the CEO of Telegram. Folks, this is our future. We cannot fight them if we cannot post about what they are doing. It's over at that point, and they know it. But it's not over yet. You can vote. You can make it. We're going to need all hands on deck. We especially need these conservatives who haven't voted. You know Scott Pressler's doing voter registration, right, in Pennsylvania? Do you realize there are 900,000 hunters in Pennsylvania and 300,000 of them are not registered to vote? That's why we lose. So here's what you're going to do. Friends, family, you, North Carolina, Georgia. First thing, are you registered? Check. If you haven't voted in a while, you may have lapsed. Are you registered? You go to your board of elections. You go online, see if you're registered. You look it up online. You can register online in Georgia or North Carolina. Do it now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.